task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, folks, thanks for joining me on Lincoln Square for The Elephant in the Room. This is our weekly podcast where I try to peel back a little bit about what's going on in the world and talk to you about the political underpinnings of the stories that are shaping the world. America is in a terminal stage of the Republic. It's not too late to stop it, but we are in deep water. We now have, based on the excuse of the Charlie Kirk killing, the Trump administration expanding its power over every bit of the media that it can. The FCC has become an adjunct to this enormously corrupt and anti-American scheme. And folks, I got to be really straight with you. The firing of Jimmy Kimmel, the warning shots across the bow of The View and of every other news operation in this country right now aren't warning shots anymore. They're full-on attacks. I want to say this very clearly because I want people to understand what we're dealing with now. You are now in a country where comedians cannot make jokes that upset Donald Trump. We now live in a country where comedians cannot do comedy. Why? It's because fascism is always, always, always most deeply affected by two things. Ridicule is the first, and confrontation is the second. Look, we all know that Donald Trump is a whiny bully. He's the biggest snowflake in the world. He's a whining bitch. He has always hated the media because they have always seen him for what he is. He's contemptuous. He's a huckster. He's a con artist. He's a criminal. He's a fraud. He's a fake. If you ever had imposter syndrome in your whole life, Donald Trump should cure that because he is the worst possible person to be in the Oval Office. But the people around him, just like people underestimated Russ Vought, they thought, oh, he's just a bureaucrat from the Heritage Foundation. Oh, what could go wrong? Well, he could run Project 2025. Who wrote the piece about the media for Project 2025? It was Brendan Carr, the Federal Communications Commission chair.
ABC pulled Jimmy Kimmel's show just hours after the Federal Communications Commission chairman, Brendan Carr, called his comment on Charlie Kirk's assassination truly sick.
By Jimmy Kimmel to play into that narrative that this was a MAGA or Republican motivated person, that is really, really sick.
So who is Brendan Carr? He's a longtime FCC commissioner, first joining the agency in 2012. He served as the FCC's general counsel, and Trump named him as chairman last year in November. The FCC regulates broadcasting, telecommunication, and broadband, essentially overseeing what goes on America's airwaves. Since becoming chair, Carr has leaned into Trump's idea about the media and tech. He helped write a section on the FCC in Project 2025, a conservative plan to reshape the federal government. He has also opened investigations into ABC, CBS, and NBC, questioning whether they are serving the public interest. Democrats have pushed back, calling Carr's action censorship and part of a broader Republican effort to wage a war on the First Amendment.
This censorship of Kimmel flies in the face of First Amendment free expression.
And folks, it's important to understand that the reason Disney and the reason Nexstar and Sinclair are doing this.
ABC, most recently, as you say, has come out and confirmed that they are preempting Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely is the word that is used. So no plans at this point to have Jimmy Kimmel Live back on the air. It comes after the affiliate station earlier today. One of the ABC affiliate stations had said that it was going to individually not be broadcasting Jimmy Kimmel Live. And that has been a bit of a domino effect here, but that comes after the FCC FCC chair on a podcast earlier today had suggested that the federal broadcast regulator, that's what the FCC is, would or could revoke ABC affiliate licenses as a way to ultimately punish Disney, Disney being the parent company of ABC.
So Jimmy Kimmel, you have an incredibly prominent late night talk show host in the United States on the ABC network. The FCC chair on a podcast that CNN is describing as far right makes comments about how what Jimmy Kimmel said was inappropriate, and now you have this this company that owns a bunch of ABC affiliates saying, we don't want to play this, and Disney pulls it.
Next stories to clear are just symptoms. They are the gigantic right-wing media cult conglomerates that own hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of television stations across the country. Hundreds. If you're wondering why your MAGA friends are all on the same talking points, there are a lot of clip reels out there of the Sinclair folks who go online or go on the air every night and they read the same exact script, whether it is in Poughkeepsie, New York, or Palatka, Florida, or East Asscrack, Arizona. They read the same script.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about trouble and trying to be responsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Those people are ideologically motivated. Sinclair out saying that Jimmy Kimmel will not be back unless he apologizes and gives money to the Kirk family. Fuck off is the answer. Hey, folks. Ever use the internet in incognito mode? Well, it's probably not as incognito as you think. Google just had to settle a $5 billion lawsuit because they were tracking, secretly, their own users in incognito mode. Their excuse in court was pretty thin. They said, oh, well, incognito doesn't mean invisible. Folks, your online activity is visible to third parties, from big companies like Google to bad actors, nation states across the world, to hackers and scammers, unless you use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has a network of servers around the world, which allows you to block spying eyes from watching what you're doing online, to keep folks from monitoring your searches, your activity, your profile. You know, folks, ExpressVPN is super easy to use. You fire up the app, one button, change location. It works on all your devices, your phone, your laptop, your iPad, even your smart TV. Speeds are blazing fast. You can still stream in HD, no buffering. It's rated number one by the top tech reviewers on The Verge, CNET, and other places. And folks, they also offer dedicated IP services engineered for what they call zero-knowledge design. That means not even ExpressVPN can trace your activity on the web. They've got an encrypted tunnel system, which I don't know what it means, but I know what it does. It keeps your information secure and by routing your traffic through unbreakable encryption. I believe in ExpressVPN. I use it. ExpressVPN is the kind of service that is the first step you should take in protecting your privacy in an era and a moment in our history where keeping what you do on the internet private is more important than ever. We live in a world where your data is worth something. And too often, your data is worth something to people who don't have your best interests at heart. That's why ExpressVPN is an important part of your personal security. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Lincoln Project. That's expressvpn.com/Lincoln Project to find out how you can get up to 4 extra months free. ExpressVPN.com/Lincoln Project. ExpressVPN protects your personal security. No one else is going to do it for you. So get to it. ExpressVPN. I use it, and I think you should too. But Sinclair and Nexstar are just a symptom. What's happening at the corporate level with Disney right now, and Bob Iger, who was once somebody that I think almost everybody universally admired as a CEO and as a corporate leader, has decided that it's not worth fighting with Donald Trump over.
I think a lot of journalists should focus in on Bob Iger at ABC, someone who is running Disney. This will be a real tarnish on his reputation. Someone I admire very much, but in this case, it's really astonishing that executives like him are bending a knee, and that's precisely what he's doing, or being silent about this. He needs to explain himself, or at least in a much more full way. Probably next is NBC. Certainly, you know, CNN is under the crosshairs, would be my guess. And obviously, there's been some discussion about Paramount and Larry Ellison, who's going to get control of TikTok, also buying Warner. You know, this is a consolidation of Trump-leaning owners also, and that'll have some impact. These people can do whatever they want with these private companies. And again, this is an autocrat's playbook of controlling the media, or at least bringing it into line with the administration.
And since Disney owns all these outlets, ABC in particular in this case, they've decided they're going to bend the knee. Now, a few months ago, I warned ABC, Disney, that when they settled the Stephanopoulos lawsuit, which they did not need to sell, that the alligator would come back hungrier than ever.
A bombshell settlement in President-elect Trump's defamation suit against ABC News.
Endorsed Donald Trump for president. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape.
The lawsuit, stemming from this March interview by anchor George Stephanopoulos, where he grilled South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace, a survivor of rape, on how she could support Trump.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
You're shaming me for my political choices.
I'm asking you a question about why you endorse someone who's been found liable for rape.
Just it was not a criminal court. This was a civil court.
Stephanopoulos falsely saying Trump was liable for rape more than 10 times over the course of the interview.
It has been shown to be rape. The judge affirmed that it was in fact rape. Donald Trump was found to have committed rape. That's just a fact.
In fact, the jury in the E. Jean Carroll case found Trump liable for sexual abuse and explicitly not for rape. Mr. Trump sued, claiming that Stephanopoulos and the network knew or should have known the statement was false. His lawyers citing this interview Stephanopoulos did with Carroll months earlier.
The first announcement was made, and it was that he was not found liable for rape. What were we thinking at that moment?
Bobby and I were sitting together and we were holding hands. Her hand was ice cold.
Complicating the dispute, the judge in the Carroll case clarified in a written opinion that New York's definition of the term rape is narrow, and that the jury's finding, quote, does not mean that she failed to prove Mr. Trump raped her, as many people commonly understand the word rape. The jury found that Mr. Trump, in fact, did exactly that.
It was against my will. And it hurt, and it was a fight.
Carroll alleged Trump assaulted her in a Manhattan department store in the mid-90s. Trump is appealing two jury verdicts, ordering him to pay Carroll nearly $90 million. In the settlement, ABC agreeing to donate $15 million to Trump's presidential library, pay $1 million to his legal team, and add a statement to their article on the interview reading, ABC News and George Stephanopoulos regret statements regarding President Donald J. Trump made during the interview. In a statement, the network saying, we are pleased that the parties have reached an agreement to dismiss the lawsuit on the terms in the court filing. The deal, widely seen as a win for President-elect Trump, who has made attacking the news media part of his political brand for years.
We have to straighten out the press. Our press is very corrupt. Almost as corrupt as our elections.
Here's what happens, folks. When you give in to a bully, when you give in to a thug, when you give in to an extortionist, they don't go away. They come back. And the time they come back, the second time they come back, they say, well, you know what? You gave us X last time. Don't you give us five more now? Why don't you give us five times what you gave us last time? the extortionist never stops. So what you will see now, spreading through all these properties that Disney owns, and there's a lot of media properties, you will see them getting on message with Trump. Because Bob Iger has decided that he is too chicken shit to stand up to Brendan Carr. Bob Iger has decided he will burn down his reputation, that he will go down in history as complicit in the censorship regime that Brendan Carr and Donald Trump have put in place. Now look, Brendan Carr, as the FCC chair, has actually triggered a lot of conservatives and MAGA types who are nervous about this. They understand what happens next. And I want to lay that out for you for a moment with the elephant in the room. Because the problem with fighting a fascist regime, the problem with fighting a new iteration of fascism in this country, is it's not going to go away easily. You don't just hit it with Roundup and it withers away and goes off. It's going to try to come back again and again and again. It's not enough to beat it electorally. We have to beat it at the ballot box, of course. We have to win the House back, folks. I'll talk about that a little more in a second. But you also have to take the tactics that they've used and understand that they opened the box. They opened the window. They opened this Pandora's box. And some of these MAGA conservatives actually get this. They actually understand this. The troll types, they don't care. They love it. But the folks who understand that someday Trump won't be president, and someday Vance won't be president, they see what the future could hold. I think this is a powerful lesson for Democrats. These people will come back again, and they will try to kill you politically or worse. These are the people who sent armed terrorists to the Capitol on January 6th to kill you.
USA! Chaos at the heart of America's democracy. Unleashed by the president, Donald Trump supporters smash their way into the U.S. Congress. Furious over President Trump's November defeat, certain he was cheated and told they can reverse the result.
They work for us! They don't get to steal it from us. We respect the law. We were good people. The government did this to us. We were normal, good, law-abiding citizens, and you guys did this to us. We want our country back.
Hundreds overrun security. In the famous rotunda, Capitol Police try to fight off any further incursions. And lawmakers grab gas masks, making a hasty retreat from the chamber.
We were just told that there has been tear gas in the rotunda, and we're being instructed to each of us get a gas mask.
America's leading politicians led into hiding and left to comfort one another, unsure what was happening.
It is time for Democrats to lay out what happens next. Now, Eric Swalwell did a great job. He threw it out there today, said to Carr and others, better save your documents, you better save your emails, because when we win back the House, you guys are going to be sitting in the Oversight Committee.
So I want to make it clear, there's going to be a Democratic majority in just over a year. And to the FCC chairperson and anyone involved in these dirty deals, get a lawyer and save your records, because you're going to be in this room and you're going to be answering questions about the deals that you struck and who benefited and what the cost was to the American people because that happened.
Disney did this for money. The country that has given the Disney company the freedom and the prosperity that it has marked its 100-year career now is only possible because of America. And Disney and Bob Iger decided today was the day that they were going to say, yeah, thanks for all the freedom But we have chosen fascism instead. We've chosen to placate the regime instead. We've chosen to bow down to Donald Trump instead. This is an epidemic in corporate America right now. Some of the most powerful leaders in the world's economy, and that means Mark Zuckerberg and Larry Ellison and Jensen Huang and Tim Cook and, God forbid, Elon Musk, they have all bent the knee to Trump for a reason, and it's economic. They believe they can get favorable regulatory treatment from Trump if they just do what he wants. They believe they can get AI without regulation. They believe they can get the oil and gas folks believe they can get zero regulation on exploration and exploitation. All these folks believe that Donald Trump is for sale, and sometimes he is. But here's what's happening, and these guys don't understand it yet. There's a pernicious ideological movement inside of this administration. You have to set aside Donald Trump for a second. You have to set aside this goofy absurdity of Donald Trump. That absurdity makes you think he's less serious or less dangerous sometimes. But the Russell Vaughts and the Brendan Carrs and the J.D. Vances and the Marco Rubios and the Stephen Millers, they understand that power isn't real unless you use it. So the Democrats need to begin to understand that when they take back the House, inshallah, the exercise of power is required. And I will promise you what's going to happen in the next few weeks, by the way. Lobbyists will go to Democratic senators and House members with a check. Not a big check, not as much as their Republican counterparts are going to get, but they'll get a check from Nexstar or from Sinclair or from Disney, any of the vast Disney array of companies. And their lobbyists will say, hey, listen, you know, they're just doing what they got to do, man. You know, just, you know, give us a breather on this one. We're doing what we got to do. For my Democratic friends, I hope that when those people come to you with that money, you will look them square in the face and say, get out of my office. Now, leave. Never return. You're not welcome here. Because if you take that money, the old Washington game begins. You take that money from Sinclair or from Disney or whomever, you're compromised at that point. And Trump and his people will say, oh, well, so-and-so is criticizing Disney, but they took their money. Do not take the bait or the money. When that moment comes, you need to understand that they are there because they believe that a democracy doesn't function any longer and they're in a kleptocracy and you can be bought. Don't be bought. What Democrats must do when they retake the House, again, inshallah, I want Bob Iger in that chair, in oversight. Not for a little bit, but for days. You want to ensure that you're getting every email, every phone record. You're going through their books with a fine-tooth comb. Because all of these people that are bending the knee are doing it because they want regulatory favorability. They want their deals to be approved. They want their mergers to go forward. CBS is getting a political commissar installed. Process this in your mind again. CBS is having a political commissar who is approved by the Trump administration installed in CBS to monitor their bias.
Now, listen, you know, if you step back, what's happening here is, you know, I think President Trump is fundamentally reshaping the media landscape. And the way he's doing that is when he ran for election, he ran directly at these legacy broadcast media outlets, ABC, NBC, CBS. For years, you know, government officials just allowed those entities with execs sitting in Hollywood and New York to dictate the political narrative. And he has fundamentally changed the game. And you see that really having consequences that are just rushing all through media. The thing that was really important to me in all of this was that the new owners of CBS came in and said, it's time for a change. We're going to reorient it towards getting rid of bias, to looking at fact-based reporting. They said they're going to get rid of invidious forms of DEI discrimination. At the end of the day, that's what made the difference for us in terms of our review at the agency.
Yeah, and so, again, when Ana Gomez writes, you're imposing never-before-seen controls over newsroom decisions and editorial judgment in direct violation of the First Amendment, you say what?
I think it's time for a change. And the procedures that we put in place in this deal have lots of precedent. For instance, there's been ombudsmans put in place by the FCC before. We're putting a bias ombudsman in place here. We're addressing DEI. The prior FCC during the Biden years put pro-DEI commitments in different transactions. And so we're unwinding that type of approach. And we're frankly taking a trust but verify perspective here. I think this could go a long way to restoring America's trust in media. And again, the media itself, I think, has undermined itself over these last couple of years. When you look at the stuff that Colbert is doing, the idea that, you know, a partisan carnival makes economic sense, these are business decisions at the end of the day. And again, I think it goes back to President Trump, because this facade of gatekeeper legitimacy that was conferred on these outlets is going away. And we're just seeing a lot of dominoes fall as a result of that.
If you think that's normal, first off, you're not a conservative. If you think that's American, you have never read the Constitution. And if you think that won't spread like a cancer, you're out of your damn mind. Folks, and again, I'm addressing this to my Democratic friends right now. There's a game being played that is for all the marbles. And when you take back power, inshallah, if you don't skip the obvious bait and go after the vulnerable bait, you are making a mistake. Do not start impeachment hearings against Donald Trump. It doesn't do any good. Do drag the CEOs of Nexstar. Do drag the CEOs of Sinclair. Do drag every senior advisor and senior member of the board at Disney. All of these things are a form of political combat that you are generally loath to engage in. I get it. But you must. You absolutely must. This next year and a half, as we enter into the campaign season of 2026 and the immediate aftermath of the election, is going to be incredibly painful. It is going to be dangerous. The Trump administration now understands they are unconstrained by their own party. They're constrained by the Supreme Court. They're constrained by the lower courts. They're going to go for it all. We're in the late stages of this republic. It is not past saving, but this move today that takes the most fundamental right that the founders set first and foremost in the Constitution, and they've now turned it into a weapon to silence dissent. Comedians can't make jokes. Very soon, you will see Brendan Carr saying, oh, that story wasn't covered properly. You will see Brendan Carr saying, oh, that reporter wasn't nice to the president. You will see Brendan Carr saying, well, we're going to take away the broadcast license of this or that network or station because we felt like you didn't take our talking points. And folks, please believe me when I tell you they have no shame. They will not stop this until they are stopped. The end of this republic will come when a comedian can't make a joke about a president. The end of this republic will come when a reporter says, you know what? I don't want to write this story because I might get arrested. The cancel culture on the right that they have built up since the Charlie Kirk assassination is quite astounding. And they're getting away with it right now. There are some practical things you can do as an American and as a consumer. Disney is still a company. Stop subscribing to their product. We quit Disney Plus tonight. Sorry, we'll have to find Andor somewhere else, I guess. Ironic that Andor, the single show that has the most compelling understanding of the political moment in this country, is a product of the same company that is doing everything that they can by firing Jimmy Kimmel for making jokes the president didn't like. So ironic. It's astoundingly dark and ironic. There are things you can do. You can vote with your wallet. Again, we canceled our Disney Plus tonight. If you really want to hurt them, where the money gets made, folks, cancel that subscription. Do not go to their parks. Just dump. You know what? They're expensive and overrated these days anyway. They're kind of an awful experience now for most people, as you're going to pay thousands of extra dollars. Just don't go. Stop buying the merch. Break the spell. You know, the house the mouse built is an incredibly powerful organization. They did not have to do this, but they chose to do it so they can then continue to expand and do these mergers, do these these acquisitions and everything else. And Bob Iger, who, again, was a guy with a sterling business reputation, a guy who people considered one of the good guys in corporate America, a guy who stood up when Ron DeSantis was saying, oh, you can't have any LGBT materials in your parks or in your corporate materials. It basically beat DeSantis down on it. Basically won the battle. If you believe as a corporate CEO that the only thing that matters is your quarterly report and shareholder value, when you know what you're doing is anathema to an American constitutional system that puts the freedom of speech at the very highest pinnacle, then you are missing the elephant in the room. Hey folks, thanks for listening to The Elephant in the Room. This is our little mini podcast once a week on Fridays. Hope you'll catch me on our streaming shows, Strategy Session on Tuesday nights, Breakdown on Thursday nights, Behind the Numbers with the Wilsons on Fridays, and check out my podcast at the Lincoln Project Podcast and the Enemies List Podcast as well. You can also check out that trippy show, Punching Up with Maya May. We've got a whole bunch of stuff coming out at Lincoln Square. We're expanding so rapidly. We really appreciate all the support and all the love folks have sent. And if you could go on our YouTube channel, do the like, subscribe, click the bell, all those things. Feed the mighty maw of the algorithm. Anyway, appreciate you all. Keep fighting. Stay in this fight. Let Disney know you're pissed. Let Disney know this ain't working. This ain't it, Chief. All right, folks. See you then.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
And good luck.